The Gemara Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph is discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, and the Gemara says like this: Amar Ravacha Ravashi Bama Rava Mevarchi Baruch Mechadash Chadashim. In my Rava, the bracha that we make on the Levana is the bracha Baruch Mechadash Chadashim, and that's it. So Amar Leis, he said back to him, "Hi, Nashi Dido Namim Varchi. This bracha even our women make. So it must be there's more to the bracha than just Mechadash Chadashim. Ela Kedavuda, Damar Rabbiuda Baruch Asher Bamaamar Baruch Chakim Baruch Bivkol Tzam Chakim Zon Nasam Shoreshan Estafkidim." Sasim is making losses, Tanakanam, Pilam of Hule, Shemasidim, Nishadish Kamasil, Feliyatsam, Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. So he said that that Nusach that you said is not the right Nusach that even women could do. Rather, you should do this longer Nusach. The question is, what's his taina that this even women do, and therefore that reason that can't be the proper Nusach? Why shouldn't women do it, or why should they do it? What does the minhag of the women have to do with the proper Nusach over here? That's one har on the Gemara. Another har is the Magen Avraham's kasha, and Magen Avraham in the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush Levana, the in Tav Chavav, he brings down from the Shla that women are pater from Kiddush Levana, and he says the reason is because it's a mitzvah sasei shehazman grama, and he says even though we find the women are mekayim many mitzvahs sasei shehazman grama, but afal pichin when it comes to Kiddush Levana that's something they don't do. Why? It's like the Shla mitnei shehem garmu pgama levana. They cause a pgama levana, being that they brought about the whole Indian of pgama levana. Remember, it's not appropriate for them to do this mitzvah of Kiddush Levana that came about because of the pgam. So he's saying the women should not make this bracha bichlal. So affect the Magen Avraham, but he says the Gemara is mashal not like that because the Gemara says v'sinhadim perkei aminog al brachas levana hani nashi didan nami mevarchi mashmak sasta mevarchim. Says the Maaseh, this Gemara is a raya k'neged the Shla. Sounds like the women did make this bracha of Kiddush Levana. So how can the Shla say that they don't? So that's those are the two aras on the Gemara. Why does Gemara mean that this even Nashim do, and therefore it can't be the right Nusach? And how can the Shla say that they don't make a bracha if the Gemara says that they do make a bracha? And I was thinking that perhaps Chada is Maturitz Bechabrit, I think one Kasha would answer the other Kasha. That the when the Gemara says the original Nusach of Mechadash Chadashim, so the Gemara's taina is that that nusach is not mafurid enough. It's not detailed enough. It does not really explain the ending of Kiddush Levana. What happens that the Levana, Hashem created a Levana one way and it was nismait, and then Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mechadosh it. You don't really see that in the bracha. It's a very general bracha, very vague. That Hashem is mechadosh chodashim, and his taina is amalei hi nashadido nami barchi. That nusach bracha even the women could do. Meaning even though the Gemara acknowledges the women can't make the bracha. And when you specify the Pgama Levana and the Chiddush Levana, because they cause that through their chet. But if you're just going to make a general bracha in the Chadash Chodashim, that even women could do, because they're not mentioning the Farish in and of the Mir HaLevana, and therefore that women could do. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that's not enough of a bracha. You're not really getting into the pratim of what happens with Chiddush Levana, and from the fact that we see that women could do it as well. Elamai, what do you need to do? You need to make a bracha, which is mefart more. What happened? And that, therefore, the Gemara goes into the whole bracha arucha over here, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch Shachakim, and he created everything first of the Briyas Olam, how it was mitchila, and then the Levana was nismait, the Levana amish to tischadish, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu causes Levana to be nischadish. So this bracha goes through the in detail what happens every month, that there's a mira Levana, and then there's a chiddush Levana. And such a nusach is talking not appropriate for women because you're mentioning mamash of pagam levana, and since they're a garment, they can't do it. And mimele, that is the proper nusach because that's a nusach that explains it very, very well. It goes into detail what happened with the miyata levana. So I think if you that would be miyasha, the Magen Avraham's kasha on the shla. And if anything, this gemara is a raya to the shla, not a kasha on him, because you see from the whole gemara that the gemara understood that if you're mefaret what happened exactly with miyata levana, that's not appropriate for women to do. It's only in the Havamina when the Gemara thought the bracha is Mechadash Chodashim, that the Gemara Taina, that even women could do because they're not even mentioning the Pagama Levana. Elamai, you're supposed to make a bracha that's Mefaret, and that's a bracha that women cannot do. And therefore, the halacha that we do make this bracha Arucha, then that's taka something that women shouldn't do because you mentioned the Pagama Levana. So, if anything, this Gemara itself could be the mucker for the Shla. The women don't make the bracha on the Pagama, on the Brachas Levana because they're regarding the Pagam. And we can understand also what the taina was. The fact that they could make such a bracha is a raya that that's not detailed enough to encompass the whole ending of the Mir HaLevana and the Chiddush HaLevana.